Would you enjoy the privileges which are yours as a believing Christian? You can if you live a life of repentance, that is, of continual abandonment of sin and yielding to God. Do you wish to know the blessing of full acceptance before God and unhindered fellowship with God? If so, practice living a life of repentance. For true repentance brings a blessing which no other religious experience can. First, let us be reminded as to what real repentance is. Repentance is not fear of punishment, nor tears of remorse, not good intentions, nor solemn vows, not fleshly reformation, nor deeds of penance. No, real repentance is much more than that. Repentance is man's response to God's rebuke of sin. It is an understanding of sin with the mind, a sorrow for sin in the heart, and an abandonment of sin by the will. Repentance is, briefly stated, a turning from sin to God. Who needs to repent? Without question, sinners need to repent. Those who have never trusted Jesus as personal Savior are admonished to exercise repentance toward God and faith toward our Lord Jesus Christ. To unbelievers, we announce, "Except you repent, you shall perish." Without doubt, sinners need to repent. Do not be surprised at my further statement that saints need to repent too. No person is beyond the possibility of committing sin, and in order to stay in personal fellowship with God, even the believer in Jesus must exercise himself often in the grace of repentance. Anytime the Holy Spirit convicts a believer of disobedience to the will of God, it is imperative that he repent, that is, turn from sin to God. Growth in grace means less and less of the self life and more of the Christ life. Now, such a growing Christian life is constantly turning from one's present imperfection and seeking to be conformed to Christ. The Christian life is a life of repentance. The initial blessing which comes to one's life in response to repentance is the forgiveness and cleansing of salvation. True repentance by a sinner never stops short of faith unto forgiveness. The logical steps are recognition of sin, sorrow for sin, confession of sin, and cleansing from sin. Luke wrote that John the Baptist preached the baptism of repentance for the remission of sins. Simon Peter preached a sermon in the Jerusalem temple, the substance of which was, "Repent ye therefore and be converted, that your sins may be blotted out." Paul reminded the Corinthian Christians that godly sorrow worketh repentance to salvation. You see how each of those scripture passages relate repentance to forgiveness and salvation? Well, no one can be saved unless he has repented of his sins. For everyone who repents, in the Bible meaning of the word, receives forgiveness and is saved from sin. Many people view repentance as a burdensome, heartbreaking experience. They think of it as being grievous and gloomy. Not so. Repentance produces joy. He who truly repents is filled with holy rejoicing. Jesus illustrated the joy which repentance brings with three parables recorded in Luke 15. The first was of a shepherd who lost one of his 100 sheep. Securing the 99 in the fold, he sought the lost one. Jesus said, "When he had found it, he layeth it upon his shoulders, rejoicing. He arrives home to say to his friends, 'Rejoice with me, for I have found my sheep which was lost.'" Do you catch the spirit of joy in the heart of the shepherd? Well, so does heaven rejoice when a sinner comes home to Jesus' fold. The second illustration is of a woman who had lost a very valuable coin. She swept the house and searched diligently until she had found it. Calling to her friends and neighbors, she said, "Rejoice with me, for I have found the piece which I had lost." Now, do you share her excitement and joy? The third illustration is of a father who lost a younger son, whom we call the prodigal son. When at last the boy returned, the father said, "Bring hither the fatted calf and kill it, and let us eat and be merry." But wait, how does that relate to the repentance of a sinner? Well, Jesus said, "I say unto you that likewise joy shall be in heaven over one sinner that repenteth, more than over 99 just persons which need no repentance. I say unto you, there is joy in the presence of the angels of God over one sinner that repenteth." They began to be merry. Joy on earth, in the heart of the repenting believer and among his Christian friends, and joy in heaven in the presence of the glorious inhabitants there when just one sinner repents. You share in that joy when you repent and receive Jesus as your Savior. Repentance of sin brings the full ministry of the Holy Spirit. The Spirit of God will not minister where there is no spirit of repentance in the spirit of man, except to convict of sin and call to repentance. Now, when a person lives a life of repentance, that is, a continual abandonment of sin and yielding to God, the full and blessed ministry of the Spirit is exercised. The Holy Spirit manifests Himself in His fullness in the assembled believers on that first Christian Pentecost recorded in Acts chapter 2. The people were convicted of their sins and cried out, "Men and brethren, what shall we do?" The answer of Peter and the other Christian witnesses was, "Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost." Now, how does a person receive the gift of the Holy Spirit? First, repentance, abandonment of sin and turning to God. Second, faith, which, though not mentioned in Acts 2:38, is the basis of all true spiritual experience. Third, obedience, expressed in the act of the confession of faith and baptism. And fourth, the gift of the fullness of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit still manifests Himself in the lives of believers who live a life of repentance and obedience. Would you enjoy the privileges which are yours as a believing Christian? Would you see the fruit of the Spirit in your life? Would you know the power of the Spirit upon your service? Would you live in the fullness of the Spirit, the fullness of Christ, day by day? You can if you live a life of repentance, that is, of continual abandonment of sin and yielding to God. Take care, however, that you do not constantly turn your attention upon yourself to see whether you're living as a penitent believer. You're to be concerned with Christ, not with yourself. Many people have turned morbid because of excessive self-examination. Trust the Holy Spirit to point out anything which should be dealt with before God. Simply keep available to Him. A life of repentance is that attitude which instantly confesses and abandons any sin which the Holy Spirit reveals, but otherwise lives in peace and joy when the Spirit does not convict. Now that is life of fullest joy. This message is a call to repentance. It is God's invitation to you to enter into the full joy of those who are at peace with God. I conclude with the invitation of God expressed through His prophet Isaiah. "Seek ye the Lord while He may be found. Call ye upon Him while He is near. Let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thoughts. And let him return unto the Lord, and He will have mercy upon him, and to our God, for He will abundantly pardon. Repent ye therefore, and be converted, that your sins may be blotted out, when the times of refreshing shall come from the presence of the Lord.